Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Today we're concluding our CEF ministry report shared at our recent fundraising event called An Evening with Fanny Crosby, To God Be the Glory, with Sean Dagenhart and the Gospel Fest Singers. During the evening, as a CEF state director, I shared a testimony in a harvest ministry challenge how God is calling each of us to take part in His harvest and to serve the Lord wherever He has placed us as part of His harvest field team. I hope you enjoyed listening as together we remember our Lord's words that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest would send forth His laborers into the harvest until He comes. One thing the Lord has been teaching me over the years that I think when I first came here, and I don't know quite how to say this, but you know, I was, you know, we're reaching this many children, so then we need to, like a 3-year plan, we need to reach this many children. Then the next year, it's like sometimes you can get caught up in numbers. And there was a story that I heard just a couple years ago. Again, this is before COVID, but it's one of my favorites because it's what God used to remind me that this ministry is not about numbers. Because ultimately, who keeps the record book anyway? God does. And He, what's the Bible say? That over one sinner, what happens? The angels in heaven rejoice. Well, just a quick story about what happened. There's this little boy that came to a trailer park, a 5-day club that we had in Eureka, and I think Jill and her team were out there passing out, and we're like sweating, passing out all these flyers. We went back and passed out more flyers, and for one reason or another, only 3 children showed up, and they were all boys. I don't know what that means. But it was all three children that showed up were boys, and I don't know what about the other 2 boys, but this one boy, he was really just listening to the Bible story and the gospel message, and this one boy, at some point during the week, he gave his life to Christ. And we want to make sure that every child that comes to the Lord, or even if they don't, but they want to have a Bible, but they don't have a Bible, that we give them a Bible. And so, I don't know if you can see that picture, if not, at the top screen there. And this was not a staged photo. I just want to just clarify that. This happened so quickly, but our staff, his name is Steve Fox, he was able to snap this picture. And so it was time for, you know, like the playtime after the 5-day club was over, play kickball or whatever they wanted to do in the park there. And this little boy just sat there, and they said, well, don't you want to go play with the other friends and, you know, hang out and do some things? And he goes, no, I just want to sit here and read my new Bible. And without anybody saying anything to him, he bowed his head, folded his hands, and out loud he said, thank you, God, for my new Bible so I can learn more about you, Jesus. And that's what this ministry is all about. Yes, I can tell you that, you know, all these children that have heard the gospel, and, you know, before COVID, we were reaching about 10,000 children, but it's not about the numbers. It's all about pointing children one by one to the Savior. In your program, there is a response card that Pastor Carey, in the second set of the Gospel Fest Singers, we're going to take a special offering, but we're not going to do that now. But I just want to point it out to you, the card that we put in your program. Our financial goal for tonight is $20,000, and all of that goes and works together to support the ministry needs, specifically for our summer ministry, for Camp Good News, and also for our 5-day club ministry. And also, I forgot to mention, but one other prayer request we have, remember that slide I showed with all those different cities and towns? All those that showed up on the slide there, all the places that our staff is going to be traveling to. Have you looked at the gas prices recently at the gas station? We got a kind of a problem. I didn't budget for that. And so just pray that I can see that right now that one of our summer ministry needs is to help offset the traveling costs for all these 5-day clubs. And I don't know if you can see there on the slide, but I put there like the state of Illinois, if you can see that with children, their faces, but like in a harvest field. The theme of the harvest, God has put on my heart for a very long time. And I just wanted to share with you, back when I was 16 years of age, and God got a hold of me when I was 15. I remember I was 4 years old when I trusted in Christ as my Savior. When I was 15, God spun me around. But when I was 16 years of age, I just was like, okay, Lord, whatever you want to do. And it was a picture of the harvest. I'll go ahead and tell you the name of the painting. It's called The Gleaners. I don't know if you've ever seen that picture or not. And I remember looking at that painting, And then it wasn't too much time, and I just was like fascinated about it. Not about, I'm an art person, but I was just thinking, Lord, that's what I want to do. I just want to go wherever you send me, and I want to serve you in the harvest field wherever you want me to go in the world. And it wasn't too long after that that God put it on my heart. He gave me a verse I just want to share with you. It's Joel 3, 13 and 14. It says, put you in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley decision. Now, I get that, full disclosure. The context of that is not necessarily a salvation harvest verse. But you know what? God's in control of that. And when he comes back, he will make all things that are wrong right. And he will rule in truth and justice. And so there will be that harvest that God will take care of for those that don't receive him. But at the same time, there's another harvest going on leading that God is working at the same time. And that's the harvest of salvation. And that God is calling each of us. And this is what should just amaze us. God's in charge of it all. He's in charge of the harvest of judgment. He's in charge of the harvest of salvation. But he is calling each of us to partner together with him in drawing the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, and from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation unto himself, all by the grace of God. I remember just looking at that harvest picture and then thinking about that verse that God put on my heart from Joel. And I said to the Lord back when I was 16, I said, Lord, that's it. I just want to be one of your harvest field workers, serving you wherever you want me to go. And, you know, this isn't just a Katrina thing. This isn't just a CEF thing. God is inviting all of us to be part of his harvest field team, wherever he has us, in our churches, in our homes, our families, our neighborhoods. And so one way is through the harvest of support. And so we appreciate that so much, your support. And it's not us that you're supporting. Your gifts are go to the Lord. And so we just leave that on you, whatever it is, big or small, it all is part of the harvest field team. Another way that you can partner together with the harvest is through your prayers, and that's the last thing I want to close on. For those of you that are here that maybe go to Grace, we had a message today, and one thing that just really stuck out to me is the pastor talked about, he's our interim pastor right now, but he talked about the prayers of God's people. But you know what? It started making me think. It's like, you know what? It didn't say the gifts of God's people. It emphasized in the book of Revelation the prayers of God's people. And so it all works together. But you know what? If I had to call it, if you had to ask me, I would say the most important thing that we need is that we need your prayer, because somehow God takes all of our prayers and he pours it all together in that golden censer bowl and it goes up to heaven and God works out his will for his people through all the ages, through the prayers, the involvement, the going, and the giving of his people. So I'm going to ask Pastor Kerry to come up right now. And there is another card. I know we just filled you with lots of cards. It's like a blue card, and it kind of looks a little bit like that, a little bit. And on the back of that, there's prayer requests for Camp Good News, prayer requests for Five Day Clubs, and prayer requests for our follow-up ministry called the Mailbox Club Ministry. And we just appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your support. But most of all, we appreciate your heart for the Lord and for this ministry. And in the words of Fanny Crosby in a song, the first one we did, to God be the glory.
On behalf of CEF, I want to thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. The first song that we sang that night at our CEF Fanny Crosby concert event was a song, To God Be the Glory. But the last song that was sung by Sean Degenhart and the Gospel Fest singers, along with the congregation joining in, was probably the most well-known and beloved hymn written by Fanny Crosby called Blessed Assurance. We hope you enjoy listening as we close out today's program by listening to the words of this hymn written so many years ago that still rings true today, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Because after all, that's what this ministry to children is all about, and sharing with children out of that blessed assurance that we have the hope of the gospel, the blessed gospel message of Jesus Christ, so that the children, the future generations, so that they would know Jesus, the blessed Lord and Savior, both now and forever.
Blessed assurance. My soul.
submission. All is at rest. I in my Savior, I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His
for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Tell me again.